Welcome back, my dear members. In this discourse, I shall deal with from verse 14 to the end of this 16th chapter. 14 to 24, and end this 16th chapter. Asau maya hatashatruhu hanishye cha paranapi ishvaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. And these asuras, that is people qualified by demoniac attributes, they also think like this. Asau maya hataha shatruhu. Asau shatruhu, that enemy has been killed by me. Hanishye cha aparanapi. Other enemies also I will kill. See how they think. Ishvaro aham. I am the god. Aham bhogi. I am the enjoyer. Siddho aham, I am successful in life. Balavan, I am most powerful. Sukhi, I am happy. See how they think, asuras. Adhyo bijanavanasmi konyo sisadrusho maya yakshe dasyami modishye ityajnana vimohitaha. Adhyaha, I am very rich. Abhijanavan, I am born in a noble family. Ko anyaha asti sadrishomaya, who is equal to me in strength? Yakshe, I can sacrifice. Dasyami, I will give gifts. Modishe, I will also enjoy. Iti ajnana vimohitaha, thus they are deluded by ignorance. Aneka chitta vibhrantaha moha jala samavrutaha prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu chau. Narake ashuchau, that avagraha is silent. Narake ashuchau. Aneka chitta vibhrantaha, their mind becomes perplexed by so many fancies and thoughts. Moha jala samavrutaha, they get caught in the net of what is called delusion. Prasaktaha kama bhogeshu. They get addicted to what is called kama and bhoga. Patanti narake ashuchau. Finally, they fall into impure hell. Atma sambhavita stabdhaha dhanamana madanvitaha yajante nama yajnaiste dhambena vidhipurvakam. Atma sambhavitaha, by false self-esteem. Stabdhaha, they are arrogant. Dhanamana madanvitaha, they behave in a haughty manner, possessed with pride of wealth. Yajante nama yajnaihite dambena, boasting themselves, they perform some sacrifices. Avidhi purvakam, without even following the rules and regulations of sacrifice. Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham cha samshritaha mamatma paradeheshu pratushanto bhyasuyakaha. Ahankara, they have what is called ego, balam, power, darpam, garva, pride, kamam, lust, krodha, anger, and then mam atma paradeheshu pratushantaha abhyasuyakaha. These asuraha, they envy other people when they perform sacrifices, and they also dislike me. They also dislike me. Where? Mam atma paradeheshu, in their own bodies and in other bodies, they dislike me. How can they get liberation, O Arjuna? Because they dislike me not only in their own bodies, but also in the bodies of others. Tanaham dvishata kruran samsareshu naradhaman kshipam yajasram ashubhan asurishveva yonishu. Naradhaman, these low people, low graded people, how are they? Dvishataha, they always dislike others. Kruran, they are cruel towards others. So kshipami ajasram ashubhan asurishveva yonishu. I certainly put them back into demoniacal families in the next birth. That's what Krishna says. Asurim yoni mapannaha mudha janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kaunteya tato yantya dhamam gatim. Asurim yoni mapannaha. So in the next birth also they get demoniac bodies. Mudaha, they become deluded. Janmani janmani, birth after birth. Mam aprapya eva, without even attaining me. Tataha yanti adamam gatim. They fall into even lower conditions. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah kamakrodhastathalobah tasmadetatrayantyaje. Oh Arjuna, there are three kinds of entrances to naraka. Trividam narakasi idam dwaram nashanam atmanaha. That is, that destroys a person's being. What are the three entrances? Kamaha, lust, krodaha, anger, tatha lobaha, greed. Enough, these three gates are enough. These three entrances are enough for naraka. Tasmad etat trayam tyajet. Therefore, O Arjuna, these three gates or entrances should be avoided. Etair vimukta kaunteya tamo dvarai stribhir naraha acharatyatmana shreyaha tato yati param gatim. A person who has conquered these three gates, tamo dvarai stribhir naraha kaunteya etaihi vimuktaha, who becomes free from these three gates, O son of Kunti, Kaunteya, Acharati Atmanaha Shreyaha, and the person who does always actions that is good for himself and also for society, Yati Param Gatim, such a person will certainly attain the supreme goal, supreme soul, namely me. Yashastra Vidhi Mutsrijya vartate kamakaratah nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam naparam gatim. But on the other hand, a person who shastra vidhi mutsrujya, abandoning totally all the guidelines of scriptures, vartate kamakaratah, and who acts under the impulse of what is called lust, nasa siddhim avapnoti, such a person will neither get siddhi or perfection, na sukham, nor happiness, param gatim, nor the supreme abode, namely the abode of me or Brahman. Tasmat chastram pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitau jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi. In this verse, Krishna emphasizes the importance of following shastras. He says, O Arjuna, let the scriptures be our authority in knowing what is to be done and what not to be done. Karya akarya vyavasthitau shastram pramanam. Shastra is the proof, authority. Jnatva, by knowing that shastra, shastra vidhanoktam, what is prescribed in the scriptures, karma kartum iharhasi. You should act as according to the shastras or scriptures. So, Arjuna, that is why I request you to fight. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Daivasura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga Nama Shodashodhyaya Harihi Om.